Friday, April 2nd. The time is 8:12 a.m. in the Betty Davis Community Room in the Alaska State Lab in Montana. Members of House Education present in the room are Representative Andy Story, Representative Mike Brooks, myself, Representative Harry Brown, and Colin Gann is Representative Gail. Yes, welcome. Okay, great. You are unmuted, and anytime you wish to speak up, just go ahead and do so, and I'll start talking. Okay?
Okay,
thank you. We have a quorum to conduct business. And before we begin, the usual sounds or cell phones. There will be no light day. Our remote recording secretary is Robert Stevens. Alex P.P. in the room is our Ohio moderator, assisting with technical metrics and support. Thank you both. Today we will consider a governor's appointee to the State Board of Education, several appointees to the Professional Teaching Practices Commission, and an appointee to the University of Alaska Board of Regents. We will start with Sally Stockhausen for the Board of Education. Good morning, Ms. Stockhausen. How are you able to hear us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
I can. I was wondering if you could probably hear me or not.
So far, so good. I'll let you know if you need to get closer to the phone. All right?
Perfect.
Go ahead and speak to us. You are being reappointed. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead and talk to us a little bit about your experience on the Board of Regents and why you'd like to continue.
Okay. Thank you.
just eating carrots. And you know, there was the experience of living in a classroom. And I think it's really important that all the different policymakers and health and education in the state are working well together. Have you talked to the board of education, talk with the university about better pre-teaching instruction to upcoming education teachers about your way to build a quality reading program? The board is going to get you to see if the university level for instruction.
Thank you.
concern is the state is facing financial challenges. Do you have any thoughts about how, what might they need to be done going forward in the area of education given the fiscal environment?
Thank you.
must be interesting to you to work with him on the State Board of Education as commissioner. And I know I really appreciate Commissioner Donaldson and his wonderful caring attitude towards children. And I'm sure it's a great experience for you. I know it would be for me if I was on his Board of Education. Say those students have developmental delays that didn't allow them to learn to read at the same rate as their classmates in elementary school. I appreciate your comments about not necessarily. necessarily being able to get more money into your classroom, but doing things differently and controlling what you do in your classroom. You spoke about the increase of professionals from the community or from community agencies, in Pritchard, being present in the building to work with students with issues with trauma, issues. Are you aware of how the Ketchikan School District is paying for that professional help?
I can definitely say that and get back to you. I am thinking that the budget grants that both agencies received.
Church.
members from a staff, and not moving appointed to a teacher position, a classroom teacher position on the commission. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you, staff, for all your work and all the great care. And I'm wondering if you are hoping to bring to the professional teaching practices commission if you're looking to accomplish this more than one year.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
Representative Gale, any questions for Ms. Stafford?
No,
thank you. Ms. Stafford, this is your answer, Brandon. Are you currently a classroom teacher?
I am.
Thank you. other teachers and working with other teachers. And so, in addition to your classroom work.
Yes, last year I went to the elementary home, and this year I went to my elementary home. The same purpose for this year where I'm a classroom teacher, but I'm also like a teacher there for helping mentor and coach teachers on day to day. And in the classroom teaching position,
So you're teaching the same group of students every day as a normal classroom teacher would?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, is that third grade or are you mostly in fifth grade?
Mostly I'm in kindergarten.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm trying to understand the requirements for the commission and doesn't exactly define the classroom teacher in terms of length of service, but you have a significant length of service as a classroom teacher in many areas and you're in the classroom more. So if you're as a kindergarten teacher, you're receiving students who hopefully are ready to learn. What are you finding? How well prepared are your kindergartners to work with you?
Thank you for that question. This year, the students seem to come in quite low. A lot of them kind of know what it is, what it is.
Describe how that worked in the Maxenboro district.
We jumped into trying to do some with students and having the whole office and that kind of thing. We started
actually continues to be challenging. All right. Representative Clark, do you have a question?
Thank you, Chair Durbin. I think that Ms. Stafford for stepping forward and volunteering your time for this position. And I'm really impressed with your educational background and your enthusiasm, which is great. But the frankly, trying to understand a little more about the professional teaching practices portion. Have you pondered the hearing part that, at least as I understand it, has to deal with ethical complaints? And have you pondered how you fit into that position, I guess, and what that would involve?
Thank you.
salaries ended in 2003, when the new career center was still a morning program for some students and an afternoon program for other students who all got bused to the school from their neighborhood high schools. And I'm really fascinated with how Game Career Center transitioned to becoming a fully accredited high school. And it looks like you've been there since 2001. If you could just talk about that a little bit to help the education community understand how a part-time career tech program became a fully accredited high school program, and what the student body looks like now, and how they what school looks like for them every day. So three academic teachers for 150 to 200 students. So do those three academic teachers teach the 150 to 200 full-time students from half a day for each group? They're not teaching, those three teachers are not teaching 150 students to 250 to 200 students all at once. They're teaching them in two different sessions, so to speak. since my viewer is on the board, I got an amazing program. And definitely, mostly a hands-on experience. It must have been really hard to do what you do remotely.
Thank you.
much. That is Pat's any questions from the appointee.
Thank you, Co-Chair Grant. How are you doing, Grant?
We're good. We have two more, and we'll be about 10 minutes after 9.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Grant, for applying for that reform. And it is interesting. I think you will bring a different perspective to the board, which is good. Always to have a variety. Could you tell me, does the board spend most of its time adjudicating cases, if you will, or focusing on better ways to do things? I'm trying to understand a little bit more about how the board works.
Thank you.
And have you adjudicated any cases? And if you have, what was the most difficult case, if you could describe it in general terms? Questions from the members for you, Mr. Reed. Thank you very much for spending time with us this morning, and thank you sincerely for your service to Alaska.
Thank you
very much. I see no members of the public calling in. Nobody in the room. We will proceed to the next. Teaching Practices Commission and Dr. Jamie Burgess. Jamie Burgess, are you on the phone with us? Yes, good morning, Ms. Burgess. Introduce yourself and your affiliation and speak to us about why you'd like to serve on the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. And if you've already been on, how is that working?
Thank you. Thank you.
shape your argument. If you're joining us this morning, questions for Ms. Burgess for Microsoft Debate. Representative Ford?
First of all, that's your question this morning, but we want to take comment out for the chair to Ms. Burgess. But I appreciated your statement on the Society of this Commission was an opportunity for you to learn how to better train and support teachers in ethical practices. And can you tell me right now how you feel you can have in your position? Thank you.
themselves are the appropriate bidder to change his sources if the time available pretty much taken up on applying existing standards.
So I appreciate your patience. I'm going to speak to us a little bit about your service thus far on the Board of Regents and why you would like to continue.
Thank you. Get the big service, not having evidence of court versus
go forward with. I was hoping you could elaborate on those, please.
Thank you.
respect you. I really appreciate that. As you were saying, the university is in a transition period, and probably the whole state is in a transition period. And I'm just concerned about the business model, I guess, a politically driven organization providing the funding as opposed to a more business-oriented institution that gets its funding direct from the customers. Anyway, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are as far as the business model moving forward for the university. I think the university would be better off and more stable if it was focusing more on the organizations and individuals that benefit from the services on a regular business week. We're not forced to pay for something we may really want. We only look for what we want. I'm just thinking that the university would be further ahead in the long run to move towards that model. Thank you for the time you spent on this, and I really appreciate your service.
Thank you, Representative. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
One of the advantages of this is the shelter. Don't ask for it. I'm going to get them. Thank you. Back on the record, the paperwork is signed, and the next health education meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, April 7th, where we will hear a presentation on the topic of career